may not seem as though it's directly applicable, but it is. I was thinking the other day, my family went to a birthday party for a friend of my kids. And this family, boy, they go all out. They, like, hand make everything. And it's always perfect. And then they give out these really lovely goodie bags at the end. And the kids go home with toys that they wish we had bought for them. And I will confess right now, and this may put me on a pariah's list for parents who also do that, we've never given goodie bags out after our birthday parties, because we figure the thank you that they get was having come to our party, so why do we need to thank them more? So we never did create those bags. But this year, driving home, I found myself wondering why you give a thank you bag at the end of a birthday party. And part of the reason it was tickling my brain, something back there I was remembering that I had read recently, and I've been mentioning over the past several months some of the reading I've been doing on the difference between what's been called I cultures and we cultures. And we cultures tend to have a completely different approach to giving than I cultures do. So, for instance, if you just graduated college in an I culture, people would come together, they would throw a party, and you'd get all sorts of gifts to celebrate your achievement. In many we cultures, you'd throw a party, and you would give gifts to all the people who made it possible for you to have had this achievement. You gave the gifts out, not received them. There's a practice called the throwaway that comes out of some of the Native American nations. People, on a special occasion to celebrate, climb up onto their roof with all the things they have, basically, and throw them off to a crowd who will catch what they can and take them home. And you know that not all that long from then, somebody else will have an occasion and they'll climb on their roofs and they'll throw things back. And so there's this trust that you can give away and you'll still receive what you need, still have it. And in one, I believe it's an Alaskan tribe, when a child is born, everyone in the tribe comes by the baby. And the parents have put in its arms a bag of sugar cubes. And the baby, with the help of the parent, gives every person in the tribe a sugar cube. So that from the very beginning of their lives, they know that giving sweetness is something that's important. And so it struck me that whether we know it or not, when we give goodie bags at the end of our birthday parties, we are, or at least could be, training our children to give in thanksgiving for the people who have come to celebrate our birth, to say thank you to those friends and those family members who are here. And suddenly I feel sad that we have not trained our children that way, and know that from this point on there will be a goodie bag at every birthday, because saying thank you is important. Saying thank you is important, giving is important, and in every service we have a time where people are invited to give. We call it the offering. And most people think of this as a time to give financial support to the congregation, and it is that for those who are able to. Yet we know that there's some who can't. And we know that there's some who've already given in other ways, through their pledge, or some give through their time, their energy. So this is really a time for collecting offerings. And if you have money that you can give to the church to support it, please do. If you don't, please give some of your heart as that plate passes by you, because that's an offering that we need as well. The offering will be taken.